got a feeling, just know I got a feeling, because shit, I got all the feelings this morning. I got all the feelings this morning to start this day. And if you don't, God bless you so you can go ahead and start this day. So you can go ahead and push through this day. So you can have the feeling that I'm feeling. So you can feel as high as I'm feeling. So you can go ahead and feel what I'm feeling. What's going on, y'all? You know who it is. And if you don't know, it's Daniel again with God Is My Judge podcast. And I appreciate y'all for listening again. We're back out here with part two. And, you know, I couldn't stop talking. I needed to keep the first one short. But part two, we're going in depth, so we're going to start this. Ready? All right, so have you ever had this feeling where, like, just enough is enough? Where everything you do doesn't feel enough? Everything you try isn't working out? Everything you talk, everything you tell people, they're not listening. It doesn't feel like you're being heard. Have you had the feeling where you have a certain calling, a certain purpose, and you're just not living up to it? You have a feeling in your gut that's telling you that you're going in the wrong direction. Do you have a feeling where you think you should be here, but you don't know if you should? I know you can't raise your hand. I know you can't answer. I know you can't comment. But if you've asked yourself those questions, if you ever asked yourself those questions, have you ever felt that way? Just know I have to. One thing I've been realizing or picking up on is being misunderstood or not understanding the feeling that is being presented around us, towards us, against us, right? And that's what it just is. I mean, I know it's will be always easier said than done, but they're just feelings. And unfortunately, those feelings start to boil. And when they start to boil, they start to become hot. And when we get hot, we start to think irrational. And when we think irrational, we start to get upset. Because not everything is falling into place, and how we're feeling isn't what is expected, and what's expected isn't how we thought what we have felt, right? Or what we were going to feel. Whew. Man, that was just a lot just right there. Hold on. I need a sec. Why is a feeling, right? What makes us feel this way? It's not like we can turn it off. It's not like we thought or knew beforehand sometimes. And sometimes we already know how we're already gonna feel and think. And sometimes that's why we even avoid how we feel and what we think. But if we changed it the other way, and didn't use it and thought of it as a feeling, but more of as a tool. A tool when we know we're going to get upset. Or a tool, premonition? Premonition, right? Of knowing beforehand of what something's gonna make us feel, to get that out of the way first. Because I know, for me, all of our feelings and problems are normally much bigger in our head than what it sets out or what it actually really is to be. So let's try to minimize that feeling, right? The feeling of self-doubt. The feeling of the struggle, right? The feeling of lack of knowledge. The feeling of being unaware. The feeling of being lonely. Feeling of not being able to amount up to something. Unfortunately, all feel the same, no matter what situation you're in, what time you're in your life, no matter how old you are, it doesn't really matter. We all go through different experiences, right, and situations, but they all make us feel the same. They all make us somewhat think the same. And unfortunately, it all makes us all react sometimes the same. And that's how I know for me is a feeling. As these years have been going on, right? I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I've been feeling that it doesn't matter, right? That the feeling of letting go, of not caring. Then it makes me think, damn, all this time I've been caring and now all of a sudden I'm just gonna not care anymore. I mean, I you know, for some people, it's easy to just have that clean slate, be done, and, you know, enough is enough. Other times, it just lingers, you know. Other times, it's hard to get over the hump, you know. Hard to not even think about it anymore. We can't just not think. We can't just not feel. You know, that's what makes us human. That's what makes us active, you know, woke, day in and day out. But I know, for me, all those feelings don't always amount up to the good things. And sometimes it steers us away from what we're actually supposed to look at. You know, I was actually just, you know, listening to one of the reels or one of these videos on Instagram, whatever you want to call it nowadays, right? And what he was pretty much saying, and it just was, the more bitter you become, the more hurt you become, the more you ignore these feelings, the harder it gets to get past. He said, in his words, your heart hardens. And for a second, I didn't think about it, but he's absolutely right. As the video continued to go on, our heart hardens and becomes hard like a stone. And we become cold and bitter and disappointed more often than if we had hope and bright lights, you know? And I know it's not as all cracked up as it sounds, and it's how it's supposed to be, right? It's the truth. But is that all we're gonna live and have everything amount up to? Nothing? The feeling of, oh, that every time I get my hopes up, I shouldn't? Or I can't? Or I don't? And these thoughts, I mean, these feelings I haven't had or haven't thought about it in a while, right? But I know we do go through them. We all have them from time to time, right? We have to always bring back ourselves to the one thing, though. The one thing that everything will be okay. That everything will work out. And everything will be okay. I know we try to tell ourselves that. We look ourselves in the mirror. It's gonna be a great day, you know, and next thing you know, you spill, you know, coffee on your favorite shirt. You end up eating pasta for lunch, so, you know, you got it on your meeting shirt, and you were supposed to have a meeting right after lunch, and now you're a mess. Or now you feel like you're a mess, right? Yo, I continue to think, and I want to continue to think, it's okay. It's okay. You know how many times I tell myself this? Until I believe that it's gonna be okay. Because in reality, it is. It is gonna work out. It's gonna find its own way. It's gonna find its own path. Because that's what it was supposed to do. But us as humans, because we get this feeling, pressured to act now, to do something now, that it's this or that or nothing, when there really is a third option. It's just to be patient, pray, and wait. Because if that answer isn't clear enough for you in the beginning, I know for a fact after you pray, it will be clear. It'll be clear as day. I'm just trying to think of an example that recently I had thought about. And I've been thinking about, constantly thinking, and then that was my answer, dude. Like, you know how many times I kept thinking and thinking and thinking that I need an answer, but yet that was the answer in front of me? That was the answer that I was actually missing the entire time? The answer was sometimes nothing. Sometimes the answer was just to wait. Wait for your window of opportunity. And sometimes we feel like that window is never going to open. It's never going to get cracked open, unlocked, and waiting for that breeze to come through, right? But as I continue to tell you, if you believe that window is never going to open, then it won't. It just might not. But if you believe and feel that that window will open for you one day, that it will miraculously open, not when you think it's the right time, it's whenever it's the right time. Have you ever had the moments, or you ever see TV shows or movies where the main character or a friend of the main character, their whole life feels like it's shit. It feels like it's burning down, bro. It feels like what could go wrong will go wrong, and it did go wrong 10 times. And the one thing that they were praying for, the one thing they've been wishing for, the one thing they've been asking for, ends up coming. And then you just think, half the time, is this too good to be true? No, I'm not meant for this. This isn't the good time. You ask why now? I mean, the thoughts are endless, right? The feelings are endless, right? But God presents us with things and opportunities when it's supposed to be. When they're supposed to happen. And if you can grasp that and take that window of opportunity, it will never pass you by. And you will never question it again. You'll just only be looking for, when's my next window of opportunity again? And as life goes to show, continue to count your blessings, because you never know when they're going to run out. You never know when you're going to least expect something to pop up in your life. The hardest part about it is deciding when. Do I take it now? Do I take it later? And whatever you decide, God's gonna alter that. He's gonna throw you a reverse card real quick. And he's gonna tell you, well, you wanna throw this opportunity on me and tell me that it's not good, too good to be true, but yet this is what you asked for. This is what you prayed for, isn't it? And that's when you take a deep breath, close your eyes, and either say thank you, or one last time you ask him, is this meant for me? Please clear all the path for me. Help me make the easy decision. No matter how much I might not think so. Ask him to help you understand. Because he will in due time. And is presented to you as a clear message. So don't expect it all to come out at once. Don't expect to be heard right away. What I do expect is that my prayers become stronger. And I expect my human self to become stronger with God. No matter how many times I don't get it right the first time. No matter how many times I'm asking, please help me ask the right question. Because that's all we're missing. It's just that one. With that said, I'll leave you here. Whew, man. I'll leave you here. With the time at 5:55. And I hope that all these prayers and all these thoughts and all this change does happen in due time. When it's supposed to happen. When it's meant for. And forget about the other negative feelings. All these other doubtful feelings, right? Because guess what? They're all just feelings. that we built up in our head that don't even need to be said. And I didn't even mean to rhyme, but hey, fuck it. Appreciate y'all. Yeah, I'm closing out, but stay tuned for part 3.